Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. Well, there's a new development on the war for the free world's domestic front. I fear that it is likely to have very profound repercussions for our ability to preserve our freedoms on other fronts as well. It involves a fundamental transformation, I think that's no exaggeration, of the United States military, announced yesterday by Secretary of Defense Ash Carter. We will henceforth have all positions in the United States Armed Forces, including ground combat positions, front line infantry positions, special operations positions, and more, open to women. A woman who has long studied this proposition, among others, and worked tirelessly to defend the military against the kind of social experimentation and fundamental transformation now afoot at the behest of the Obama administration, White House, Pentagon, is Elaine Donnelly. She is the founder and director of an absolutely indispensable organization, the Center for Military Readiness. She has served with distinction on two presidential commissions. She has written and spoken and otherwise campaigned tirelessly, as I say, on behalf of, yes, both the men and women in uniform and the need to preserve them as the defining fighting force of our time. Elaine Donnelly, I'm so grateful to you for taking a few minutes to talk with us about Ash Carter's decision yesterday and for all the work that you do. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the kind words, Frank, and for your concern for our military. It really was a high-handed move on the part of the Obama administration, and we have to remember this is President Obama's doing here. The United States Marine Corps researched the issue of what it would mean to have women in the infantry, special operations forces, and the like. It actually started back in 2012, and the most intense research was done over the last 9 months this year, testing task forces in the field. And the researchers set it up so that there were gender-mixed groups and all-male groups. And the result was that the gender-mixed units in 69% of the ground combat tasks, they fell behind. And the all-male units excelled over the gender-mixed units in 69% of those tasks. These physical deficiencies that were evident in the field tests will undermine what the Marines said was the paramount factor involved here. Two words: survivability and lethality in war. Those are the values expressed by Brigadier General George Smith. He was the director of the office that directed all this research. But Secretary Carter stood there yesterday, denied that standards would be lowered. Of course they will be, because the administration's number one paramount goal is gender diversity metrics. That means quotas, 25% women in the Navy in particular, 25% on every Navy ship, according to the Vice Chief of Naval Operations. So yesterday, President Obama and Secretary Carter overruled the best professional advice of the U.S. Marine Corps. Secretary Carter also broke his own promise to base his decision on the quality of scientific research.
This is the thing that must be such an affront to those in uniform, Elaine Donnelly, as they look at these truly life and death issues. They were encouraged to believe that there would be a scientific basis to this decision. They've provided the scientific data on which to make that decision, and when it flouted the administration's preferred outcome, they said, oh, the hell with the data. we're going to go ahead and do it anyway.
That's about right. And did you watch the briefing? Because Secretary Carter had a downcast look. He looked sheepish, uncomfortable. When he was specifically asked, what part of the marine research did you not agree with? He couldn't answer that question because he knows that if he stood there and tried to say, oh, well, the Marine Corps research was flawed, people would, well, they should have laughed at them. But even the media looked very somber. The best he could say was, well, it wasn't definitive. Well, the definitive test will be an actual war. When lives are lost, when injuries occur to women at rates double and more those of men, he showed a callous disregard for the concerns of the Marines, who even pointed out that, look, you put women in direct ground combat units such as the infantry, you put them at a career disadvantage compared to their male cohorts. Now, any young woman considering military service has to look at this and say, wait a minute, do I want my daughter, for instance, to go out and fight ISIS, knowing that she could pretty well ruin her health even in training? Should young men have to stand by and watch standards be lowered to accommodate these gender diversity metrics, employing what we call the Dempsey Rule? The Dempsey Rule is named after the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey. He said in January 2013 that if standards are too high for women to succeed, they will be questioned. This means that incrementally, those standards will be changed and lowered, made equal, but lower than they were before.
And Elaine, let's just think through a couple of those key points. Standards being lowered means, as a practical matter, people in combat will die because they cannot, for example, rely upon the woman to extricate them from a murderous crossfire, perhaps simply because they cannot move the 240-pound Marine who's being pinned down or wounded. But talk about what this means to the all-volunteer force, because I think this is something that came up in the briefing yesterday, the possibility that we may well see this step leading to the drafting of women in the armed forces and being forced to go into these frontline combat positions. Could that possibly be, Elaine Donnelly?
No one should question this now. We've been saying this all along. But finally, the Secretary of Defense actually admitted that, of course, these orders will be involuntary. There is no such thing as allowing women into combat. They will be ordered on the same involuntary basis as men. As far as selective service is concerned, well, litigation has already been filed, saying that, well, if women are eligible for the infantry, then there is no logical reason to exempt them from selective service obligations, including a possible future draft. Should we have to go that way after the all-volunteer force is ruined? The surveys, youth propensity to serve surveys that the Pentagon has done, have consistently shown a negative, very negative effect, especially among women, if this policy should change. The most recent numbers are being withheld by the Pentagon. They must be pretty bad. So here's what we're going to do from here on in. We will survey all the presidential candidates to help the voters find a new commander-in-chief who will not only respect the views of the military, but who will do what's necessary to undo the damage that was done by the Obama administration yesterday. And one more thing, Congress shares the blame for this. Congress has not had hearings in decades, more than three decades in the House, two decades in the Senate. They have neglected their duty to exercise responsible oversight. And yesterday, a statement went out from the two chairmen of the Armed Services Committees, Representative Thornberry and Senator McCain, saying at the very end, the last sentence, ridiculous, please, Department of Defense, let us know what your decision is regarding selective service. Excuse me, the Constitution puts that right to make that decision in the hands of Congress. They don't even seem to realize that the administration has disrespected Congress as well as disrespecting our military leaders. By the way, we have issued a new report on the latest Marine research. It's on our webpage, www.cmrlink.org. There's two sections. And it shows they're supposed to implement this by April Fool's Day, 2016. That's appropriate, isn't it? They've got a set of what they call mitigation proposals and strategies. Every one of them falls apart. It's not going to work.
Elaine Donnelly, April Fool's Day does seem appropriate. This seems like a fool's errand we're embarked upon. We need to talk more about it, and we will be right back with Elaine Donnelly of the Center for Military Readiness right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.